Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Yudal Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 14, Mishnah 1. Previously we discussed multiple times the halacha of a chareshes, a woman that's a deaf mute. Api halacha, api taira, kubi, it's not a marriage. But the Rabbanon instituted that this type of marriage is considered a marriage. It says in the Mishnah Cheresh, if you have a man that cannot hear and he cannot speak, shenasa pikachas, and he marries a regular woman who has the ability to speak, who has the ability to hear, who pikeach shenasa chareshes, or vice versa, where a regular, normal man marries a woman that's a deaf mute. Imratza says in the Mishnah, Yoitzi, if the man wants to, he could divorce his wife. Vimratza, and if he wants, Yikayim Oysa, he could stay married to. Why, says the Mishnah? Because Kishem Shehu Koines Bermiza, the same way that the husband who is a deaf mute, how did he do the Kedushin? How did he communicate his will to start the marriage? He used Remiza, he used sign language. Kachu Moitzi Bermiza. Similarly, when it comes time to giving a get, as well, he can use remiza, he can use sign language, and in that situation, we understand what he's saying, and the get would work. And for sure, how much more so, if let's say it was a man that was married to a chareshes, to a deaf mute, he certainly can divorce her, because as we'll see in the Mishnah, really, one that biblically does not need das la'isha, you don't need the consent of the woman or her input in order for the get to take effect. So certainly he can divorce her. How about, says the Mishnah, Pikeach Shanasa Pikachas, if you have a man who was 100% in control of his faculties, he was able to speak and he was able to hear and everything was fine, and he married a regular healthy woman, Vinis Charsha, and then she becomes deaf mute. Im Ratza Yoitzi, if he wants, he can divorce her, even though, biblically, their marriage was a marriage when they got married because at the time of the marriage they were both regular, normal, bona fide people. However, still, we say that he could be megarish, he could divorce her, even though she's a chareshes now, she's a deaf mute, because like we said before, you don't really need dasa isha, you don't really need the wife's consent when it comes to gerishin. So the halacha is that this gerishin would work, and it would work mederi tayra, the divorce would work even biblically. Vimratza yekayim, and how much more so if he wants to, he can stay married to her. Nishtate, says the Mishnah, what happens if a man marries a woman and then she loses control of her mental abilities? Lo yoitzi, halach is he can't divorce her. Now, even though biblically it works, however, nevertheless, the Chachamim said that a person should not divorce a woman who is not 100% in control of her faculties because they were scared that other people would violate her. At least if she's married to her husband, there's a certain amount of safety that she has. Continues the Mishnah, Nischarishua Nishtata. Let's say a man marries a woman when he's perfectly healthy, and then he becomes a deaf mute, or unfortunately loses control of his mental capacities. Comes out that his marriage initially was a biblical marriage, it was a perfect marriage. Eina Maitzi Elamis, going forward, he cannot divorce his wife because he doesn't have das, he doesn't have the normal mental ability. Oh, Rabbi why is it that a woman that becomes a deaf mute, you can divorce her, but if the man becomes a deaf mute, he cannot give a get? Amrulai, so the rabbi said to him, the Chacham said to Rabbi Chamanuri, Eina Daima Isha Megarish Isha Miskareshes. You cannot compare the case of a man that divorces somebody to a woman that becomes divorced. She'a Isha Yoitza Lertzaina Mishalei Lertzaina. Because a man could divorce a woman whether she consents, whether you have her das or input or not. Therefore, if the woman becomes a Chareshes or she becomes a Shaita, you can divorce her. Va'isha Namaitzia Lertzaina, but a man only has the ability to divorce. He has to have das, he has to have the full control of his mental capacity. And once he becomes a deaf mute, we don't consider him that way. Or once he becomes a shaita, he loses control of his mental abilities. In that situation, he cannot divorce his wife that he betrothed and married with 100% normal, regular kedushin. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.